Hello.
Hello, this is Lydia calling from Opinion Research, and we are conducting a statewide poll in Virginia. First of all, are you registered to vote in Virginia?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, do you approve or disapprove of Joe Biden's job performance as president?
Approve.
Thank you. Now, do you approve or disapprove of Glenn Youngkin's job performance as governor?
I only get the two choices.
Yes. Approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Thank you. Now, would you say that things in the country are on the right track or the wrong track?
Right.
Thank you. Now, would you say that things in Virginia are on the right track or the wrong track?
Right.
Thank you. Now, politically, do you feel Virginia is primarily a southern state or not?
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you. Now, how would you rate Virginia's public school system? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Now, thinking only about your political public school system, how would you rate it? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Now, would you say that, would you say things in local K-12 education are generally on the right track or the wrong track?
Right track.
Thank you. Now, Virginia is considering legislation creating education success accounts, giving to parents a portion of state funding used to educate a public school child for use on education costs, such as tuition, testing, fees, and books, if that child is not in their public school. How much would you see, have you seen or read about this bill?
A little bit. I mean, I didn't even know it was a bill. I guess I just thought it was an idea.
Okay. Thank you. Now, supporters say it will give parents more choice when it comes to their children's education, while opponents say it will take away state money that should be spent on public schools. Would you support or oppose this legislation?
Oppose it.
Thank you. Now, given what you know, would you be more or less likely to vote for a legislature who supports education success accounts? Is that much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. Now, do you feel that all Virginia kids should or should not be able to attend a public school they are not zoned for?
They should not.
Thank you. Now, do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to the best public schools, regardless of race, gender, or income?
Well, let me make sure I heard you, that everybody should, besides for all the other reasons, should have access to the best public schools, meaning like selecting the one that they think is best?
Well, the question says, do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to the best public schools, regardless of race, gender, or income?
Okay. I believe they should have access.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to any available public school courses they choose to attend?
Should not.
Thank you. Now, in 2020, the Virginia General Assembly legalized the growth, possession, and consumption of marijuana, but it failed to create a regulated market for the sale of it. Since this time, Virginia has seen proliferation of the marijuana black market, drug crime, and other public safety and health issues. Given this, would you support or oppose a bill that creates a legal regulated market for the sale of marijuana where all products are tested, all retailers are licensed and tax dollars are used to invest in public education and law enforcement.
I would support the bill.
Thank you. Now, if Virginia does create a legal market to regulate, test, and tax the sale of marijuana, do you believe licensure, priority, or other preferences should or should not be given to Virginia hemp farmers?
I guess preference, yeah.
They should then?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Thank you. Now, do you support or oppose allowing biological males who self-identify as female to compete on girls' high school's athletic teams in Virginia?
Oh, I hate these yes, no's.
Oppose it.
Say it depends. You're not. Yeah.
Support or oppose? I didn't get the answer. Sorry.
Yeah, it was yes. Support.
Support. Sorry. Okay. Thank you. Now, do you support or oppose requiring schools to notify parents if their child is self-identifying as a gender different than his or her biological sex?
To tell parents if they are?
Yes, like to notify their support.
I think, yeah, support. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, thank you. Now, do you support or oppose amending the state constitution to add language making clear that parents have the fundamental rights to make decisions that direct the health, education, and the upbringing of their children?
I oppose that. I think it's already there.
Thank you. Now, do you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse if they are accused of not affirming a minor child's preferred sexual orientation or gender identity?
Oppose.
Thank you. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about mental health care in Virginia. I would like to start by asking your opinion about the availability of mental health care for substance abuse treatment services in your community. Do you think that access to care in my community is good? There is a moderate access to care in my community, or access to care in my community is inadequate?
Inadequate.
Thank you. Now, right now, the Virginia General Assembly is considering plans to strengthen the state's behavioral health care system. In your view, should that work be a high priority, a medium priority, a low priority, or is not a priority?
A high one.
Thank you. Now, one idea that's been offered is a state budget proposal to invest $230 million in new funding to expand and improve access to behavioral health care and substance abuse treatment across Virginia. Do you support or oppose this concept?
Support.
Is that strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, I would like to hear your opinion about some specific aspects of this plan. The plan includes $20 million to fund more than 30 new mobile crisis teams to respond to calls to Virginia's 988 suicide and crisis hotline to provide urgent help to people in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
Thank you. Now, it includes $9 million to support mental health patient transportation to relieve the burden on police officers who often have to help transport patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More.
Thank you. Now, the plan has $15 million to expand mental health services for school-age students in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More.
Thank you. Now, it includes $58 million to increase and fund the number of crisis receiving centers and crisis stabilization units across Virginia. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More.
Now, the plan includes $15 million in funding to combat the opioid crisis and support programming to reduce fentanyl poisoning among young people. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
Less.
Thank you. Now, it also includes funding to strengthen the behavioral health workforce, expand telehealth services to serve more patients, and provide same-day services to patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More.
Thank you. Now, having heard more details of the plan to invest $230 million of new funding into mental health and substance use services in Virginia, please tell me whether you would now support or oppose it.
Support.
Is that strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly support.
Thank you so much. We're almost done with the survey. Just a couple more questions and we'll be done. Now, let me ask you, Virginia public employees have the First Amendment right to choose whether or not to join and pay a union. Do you feel public employers should or should not be required to inform employees of that right?
Should.
Thank you. Now, do you feel public employers should or should not be required to get permission from an employee before providing that employee's personal information, like home phone, address, email, to union organizers?
They should ask permission or get permission.
Thank you. Now, unions have been able to negotiate contracts for public employees with less than 1.5 of the workers voting for the union. Before a union is given the ability to represent all public employees, do you think it should or should not have to gain a minimum percentage of support in an election?
Should have to.
Thank you. Now, once a union is formed, it can be in place for generations. Do you feel public employees should or should not have the right to have a periodic vote to keep the union at their workplace, remove it, or select a new union?
Should.
Thank you. Now, in 2021, a law was passed linking Virginia auto emission standards to those decided by the California Air Resources Board. By 2026, 35% of all new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. By 2035, 100% of all new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. Do you support or oppose repealing this law?
I oppose repealing it.
Thank you. Now, federal tax brackets and deductions are indexed for inflation so that taxpayers aren't penalized as inflation moves their incomes higher. Virginia doesn't do this. Do you feel Virginia should or should not index state tax brackets and deductions for inflation?
They should.
Thank you. Now, in terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Independent.
Thank you. Now, just to make sure we're speaking to people of all ages, may I ask what is your age?
60.
Thank you. Now, which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Caucasian, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
White, Caucasian.
Th- Thank you. Now, do you have a child that is currently enrolled in public or private K-12 school?
No.
And now, in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or other?
Female.
Thank you so much, ma'am. This concludes our survey. I appreciate your time and responses. Hope you have a good evening.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.